we have heard the text, the gospel lesson for the day, I want to pay special attention to verse 3 in that lesson. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Grace, mercy, peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. From the content of Matthew's gospel, it's quite clear that he wrote for people who had a Jewish background. These were the people who had been born Jewish, probably had attended synagogue services all their lives, probably had only Jewish people as friends and neighbors. For them, it was taken for granted that the biblical faith, faith in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, was only for Jewish people. In this context, Matthew demonstrates that God is not the God of Jews only, but that Gentiles also have been a part of his plans for the world. Already in the first chapter, he had pointed out that the genealogy of David included Rahab, the Canaanite woman of Jericho at the time of the conquest, and Ruth, the Moabite, who was David's great-grandmother. Gentiles were always a part of God's plan. And then he tells this story. Wise men from the east who had no connection with Israel were the first in his gospel story to be called to worship Jesus and bring him gifts. They made their journey, and they succeeded in their journey, thwarting the powers of evil King Herod, because God, the Lord of the heavens, guided them to Jesus. They are the first of the people, like most of us, who are not Jews, that God called and led to worship our Lord. But there is an aspect in this story that touches our lives in a special way in these troubled and confusing days. The men who came from the east seem to be asking a simple question: where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we saw his star when it arose and have come to worship him. These men were astrologers who kept close watch on the heavens because they were convinced that the divine rulers of the heavens gave signs to show what they were thinking and planning and doing. And for them, what they regarded as the star connected with the fate of Israel was clearly on the rise. In their analysis, new leadership and changes were clearly ahead in the land of Israel. But these men who knew so much about the heavens did not know so much about the head of state, Herod the Great. Although he was a clear favorite of the only world power at the time, the Romans, and a builder of palaces and fortresses from one end of the kingdom to the other, and even a spectacular new temple, he probably never had a moment free from anxiety that someone might be plotting to replace him. Any number of people, including family members who ended up on his lists of suspects, paid with their lives. He was troubled, and when he was troubled, the whole city was troubled with him. What is going to happen next? We too live in times of government transition, and on this day, when the Electoral College votes are cast, there are a lot of troubled hearts and minds, no matter which side of the fence you are on. But I think those troubles pale in comparison to the COVID-19 crisis, which affects not only our community, but the entire world. It is hard for me to think of a conversation since March of last year when COVID and its consequences did not sneak into the conversation in one form or another. Our leaders are troubled, and we are troubled, and with good reason. Lives are changed, sometimes in permanent ways. Career paths for many people will never be the same, and in all too many cases, family members, friends, co-workers are no longer with us, and we may never have had a chance to say goodbye. We thank God for the vaccinations which appear to be on the horizon for all of us. When I was growing up way back in the last century, you would have heard it commonly said that we are thankful that God has given human beings the understanding of how viruses work and how to turn on the immune system so that it recognizes the threat and destroys the invading disease. You do not hear that so much anymore. We are not doing a very good job of sharing our Christian faith and insights about the world with the world. Nowadays in our land, there are many who say, science has enabled us to make these discoveries. And what is more, science will direct our futures so that we never experience something like this again if we only follow their directions. And Christians are strangely silent, overwhelmed by the complexity of the situation. Science divorced from Christian faith is impoverished and is not able to address the real life challenges of values and practices and priorities and even sacrifice, as we can see already in the arguments about the distribution of the vaccines. For those of us who do not want to live in a cold, unforgiving world, where people get exactly what they are powerful enough to get, no more and no less, it is important that we speak calmly and clearly and winsomely about our vision of an enduring future based on God's commitment to us, his love and forgiveness and blessing for humankind that leads to a life of hope and joy beginning now and leading to our Lord's heavenly kingdom. I think that Lutheran Christians have a special responsibility here. Since from the beginning, we have recognized that God gets his work done in the world through his two kingdoms, the kingdom of the left hand, through which he does his work using laws and governments with all their rules and regulations and explanations of how the world works, and the kingdom of the right hand, the church, with its message of service and love and forgiveness and sacrifice through Jesus Christ. Again, from the beginning, Luther taught in his explanation of "Give us this day our daily bread," as we say in the Lord's Prayer, that daily bread includes not only food and drink, but good government, good weather, peace, health, self-control, good friends, faithful neighbors, and the like, and we need these gifts day by day. Our understanding of the world, the purpose and meaning that we find in our life in the world, is a gift that God freely gives for Jesus' sake. And in these troubled and troubling times, this is an incredibly valuable gift that we need to share with those around us. May our God bless us with the wisdom and the courage that we need to share and his love and forgiveness for Jesus' sake. Amen. The peace of God, which is beyond human understanding, keep our hearts and minds untroubled by means of his gift of faith in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.